the latest world sport now from the BBC with me, Aaron Armstrong. Coming up, Norwich frustrate the leaders at Old Trafford, but United aren't to be denied.
Giggs corner, Jones heads it back across, Rooney nods at goal wedge, and it's headed in by Anderson!
City score 4 at Blackburn to close the goal difference gap.
Curling ball in, header is in from Savic! Stefan Savic scores a 4th for Manchester City, Blackburn 0, Manchester City 4.
And the All Black star Dan Carter is out of the Rugby World Cup. The Premier League leaders Manchester United were 2-0 winners at home to Norwich City. The visitors held them until the 68th minute when Anderson headed in from a Giggs corner. Danny Welbeck then added a second late on, which keeps United ahead of Manchester City on goal difference. Sir Alex Ferguson said Norwich had made them work hard for the victory.
Funny thing about their game with them putting these long balls out on top of the big lad, they created chances through that. And in fact, they turned every counter-attack into something positive for themselves. So that was a problem to deal with. But, you know, once we quickened the game up in the second half, they were much better. Deserved to win because we had the most pressure. We tried to win the game all the time, as we do. But even when we went to 1-0, they still had a go. They then opened up their game. And the big game, actually, a very good game in the last 20 minutes.
Well, Manchester City are level at the top of the English Premier League on points and just one shy of United's goal difference after a 4-0 victory at Blackburn, a result achieved without Carlos Tevez, who remains suspended following this week's events at Bayern Munich in the Champions League. More from the BBC's Alistair Bruce Ball.
Roberto Mancini was left in no doubt whose side the City fans are on in the whole Carlos Tevez affair. He was constantly and passionately serenaded by them throughout the course of this game, despite the fact his team didn't play very well in the first half, not helped by the fact Sergio Aguero hobbled off with a groin injury, which ironically would have given Tevez a chance from the bench. The whole mood of the match changed when Adam Johnson curled in a sumptuous opening goal just before the hour. Mario Balotelli quickly added a second, and City were toying with Blackburn when Samir Nasri and Stefan Savic added the third and fourth. Mancini was sung off the pitch once more at the end, in stark contrast to Steve Keane, who faced chants and banners of Keane out. Inside and outside the ground.
Well, Roberto Mancini didn't speak to the press after the game, but the BBC's Jonathan Bierce did catch up with his assistant, David Platt.
First of all, we have to clarify, you can't talk about Carlos Tevez because of legal reasons.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if you can just talk about the game. Yeah.
Given the current circumstances, Mario Balotelli gets his chance, comes in, missed a few, but he got his goal and he worked hard.
Well, that's been the case for the last, 4 or 5 weeks on a consistent basis, and that's what it's always been with Mario, you know, trying to do it on a consistent basis. And I think, you know, he's been out of the team because Sergio and Edin did so well at the start. Got his chance, you know, last week against Everton when he came off the bench and changed the game for us, got the goal. And today, you know, there was much more of that consistency through that, the 90 minutes and 90 minutes, you know, well, 80. Concentration, a better performance, and you know, any striker scores one goal, but he's had 3-4 efforts on goal. The one that hit the post is a bit of brilliance. I think he's got to be delighted with his performance.
Well, Newcastle remain unbeaten. They went third in the table with a 2-1 victory at Wolves, while Liverpool are fifth after winning the Merseyside derby 2-0 at Everton. The home side had Jack Rodwell sent off for what appeared to be a fair challenge on Luis Suarez midway through the first half, and his manager, David Moyes, felt that ruined the game.
I think we'd have been disappointed if it had been a foul. Not a yellow card, a foul would have been disappointed. If we'd got a yellow card, we'd have been really annoyed. But to brandish a red card, you couldn't have said that Jack Rodwell was wrong with his tackle. If it's not, then I'm going to have to coach the players differently if that's the case.
Well, Suarez made it 2-0 for Liverpool after Andy Carroll had opened the scoring. It was the England striker's first goal of the season, and he says it's taken some of the pressure off.
Yeah, obviously it always is getting a goal, and I mean, my first in the season at Everton, I mean, couldn't get better.
And a derby goal as well. You never managed that in the black and white stripes, although you were on the winning team.
Yeah, I know, it's a great feeling to get back on the score sheet, whoever it's against, and I mean, it feels even better to get me first against Everton.
Just quickly, the goal itself, is it one you'll remember?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a great crossing, and I thought I connected with it well to hit the back of the net, and that's it really.
Aston Villa have moved into the top six after beating their visitors Wigan 2-0. Gabriel Agbonlahor and Darren Bent on target, and Sunderland drew 2-2 at home to West Brom, which means that both clubs are still in the bottom half. Napoli are the new leaders in Italy after a 3-0 win at Inter, who had midfielder Joel Obi sent off for a second yellow card in the first half. Manager Claudio Ranieri was also sent to the stands at the end of the first half. Inter are now fifth from bottom. Roma are fourth in Serie A, 2 points behind the leaders after a 3-1 victory over Atalanta at the Stadio Olimpico. In Spain, Julio Baptista scored an injury time winner to give Malaga a 2-1 victory over Getafe and top spot in the Primera Liga. Malaga lead Valencia on goal difference after their 1-0 win over Granada. And Bayern Munich's 10-match winning run in all competitions came to an end with a goalless draw at Hoffenheim in Germany. Bayern are 3 points clear of Werder Bremen, who visit Hannover on Sunday. Defending champions Borussia Dortmund are fourth after beating Augsburg 4-0 at home. And wide-eyed Casablanca won the home leg of their African Champions League semi-final against Enyimba of Nigeria. Pascal Angan heading home a free kick after 89 minutes for the Moroccans. Al Hilal of Sudan host Tunisia's Esperance on Sunday for the first leg of their semi-final. The New Zealand fly half Dan Carter has been ruled out of the remainder of the Rugby World Cup after tearing a tendon in his groin while practicing his kicking on Saturday. Carter was seen as a key player for the All Blacks, who are hoping to lift the World Cup for the first time in 24 years. More details from Alistair Eakin.
This is the news the whole of New Zealand was dreading. Quite apart from the personal heartbreak for Carter himself, the hopes of a nation have been dealt a significant blow, so reliant are the All Blacks on their star fly half. Colin Slade is the stand-in number 10, and the All Blacks have called Aaron Cruden into their squad, with Piri Wipu, normally a scrum half, able to slot in at fly half as well. The problem for New Zealand is that none of those three offer anything like the brilliance of Carter. He is their heartbeat, their control and their mastermind. And winning the World Cup without him will now take a lot of doing.
Well, New Zealand play Canada in one of four final pool matches on Sunday. The first of those is underway right now between Argentina and Georgia. Argentina, who can qualify for the quarterfinals with one more point, are currently being held by the Georgians. It's 0-0 midway through the first half, no score on the board. Later, if Ireland beat Fiji, they will meet Wales in the quarterfinals if Wales beat Fiji, if Ireland beat Italy, if Wales beat Fiji. On Saturday, England beat Scotland to qualify for the quarterfinals. They'll now play France, who are through despite losing 19-14 to Tonga in one of the biggest upsets in World Cup history. England forward, though, James Haskell is expecting a backlash.
It's always difficult to talk about, you know, what's going on in other camps. I think, you know, a team like that will be disappointed. There's a lot of strong individuals in there. They'll want to come together and they'll say, look, despite everything, we want to put performance in. You know, it's against the old foes, against the English. There's so much history there that I think they will regroup. I think it will take the senior players to get some control because it is difficult. You know, they can be very up and down. But I would expect a strong backlash if I was England.
Let's turn to cricket now on the BBC World Service. 10 of the best sides from around the world are currently competing in the 2020 Champions League in India. But the BBC's Rahul Tandon, who's in Calcutta, says that the country with probably the world's most avid cricket fans appears to be experiencing 2020 fatigue.
I've never seen a tournament in India where there has really been so little interest in it. Go back to the opening match, which was played in Bangalore, the Royal Challengers, Bangalore, the home side playing. You had a pretty good, you know, array of pop stars, say Jane Shawn, Florida, etc., performing here in India, and they couldn't even sell out the stadium for the first match. They're not really that bothered about it. They're far more interested in the IPL than this elite group of cricketing teams taking each other on. I think there are problems about the fact that, you know, many of these players play for two sides, and they often choose their Indian side above everything else. And I think it's also a clear indication of the fact that people here in India really want to watch Indian cricketers. They're not really that interested in watching some of the other people who come and play here.
And in a few hours' time, the MotoGP World Championships leader, Casey Stoner, will start.